Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678. To sign up and check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at Heidi'sFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books. We got the men. It's almost like Domino's Pizza.
It's like Domino's Pizza.
But we got Dominion Payroll, Anton, and then we got Philly Joe's. You know, I picture envision you being older. Do you get a lot? You're a young business
owner.
A little
bit. I'm 35. I'll be 36 this month.
Got Gary on the phone from the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
All right. Good, Gary. Love you, buddy. I wanted to announce another event real quick, just on the cuff. It's going to be September. It's going to be October 21st, by the way.
Alicia told me you.
Yeah. Okay, good. And my friend, we're going to be doing a thing to... And Joe, you might want to have something to do with this.
Okay.
Because it's local, right? It's local in Clearwater and Dunedin. So that's right in your market, right?
Yeah.
What we're going to do, and it's me and Anthony, and we're going to do a thing, and you might want to be involved with this too.
Because sure.
you're a player. I can just talking to you. I can just see. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because you're listening to what I'm listening to. Right? You're listening to, here's why it can't be done.
Right.
Well, why don't you tell me why it can be done?
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
Right. So, anyhow, you get that from some of your employees when they tell you, like you give them an assignment, and then they tell you why it can't be done.
I'm pretty blessed, no, honestly. And if you tell me you can't get something done that's realistic, I just... don't want you really a part of the team at that point. I mean, it's if your team's not on board, you're not going to be successful as an organization.
Right.
It really starts from there. I don't ask people to do anything I wouldn't do or think was capable. So if I do come to you and say, let's get it done, especially with ours type of food, we do a lot from scratch. You know, things take time. I was just explaining a couple of minutes ago, like our pork is a two-day process to actually get it done. So a lot of organization needs to be, you know, we need to prep a lot. So in order to do that, you need people who are like-minded and on board to get it done. So,
right.
But it starts with me, you know, it starts at the top. And if I don't believe it could be done, why would they?
That's great advice. There is like there should be like a simple manual that, yeah, Tammy, come in here. Like that advice that Joe just said. You know what word I got out of it too? The realism. Is the realism, can it be accomplished?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like say if you're given an assignment to do, right? Is the realism there that it can be accomplished? And if someone doesn't do, like they'll say okay to something, right? And
right.
then not do it.
Right.
Right. What is that, a lie? Because they said okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do it. And then they don't do it. Is that a lie?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I mean, it depends. I mean, you have some people who are employees or people pleasers, or maybe even sometimes they have the best intentions and they say, yeah, we'll get it done. But really, it's over their heads and they don't want to admit that. And sometimes that's worse. I'd rather have someone say, I can get it done with help. You know, I may need some help. I can, right. I can work with that. You know, tell me what you realistically need.
He's
and
good.
We can get it done. But yeah, it really depends. I mean, wow. How aggressive is it? I mean,
you represent well, buddy.
I'm trying. Thank you. Thank you.
No, Tammy, I was going to ask you a question. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, what?
That, like what he was saying here, he's, because it's on the top, I thought also that was important. Like as a leader,
mm-hmm.
a leader. But one thing you said though is that if someone doesn't do the realism thing, that if something's able to be accomplished,
right,
they won't be part of your team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Has that happened to you?
Twice, yes. Yes, twice, yes, it has.
It hurts the team.
It does.
It hurts the team when someone, realism, someone can do it.
Right.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, do you have the capability of doing it?
Right.
And can you say, okay, I'll do it,
mm-hmm.
and then not do it?
Right.
And just be okay with it.
Right.
Right, and the only one that can get away with that is an owner, generally, right?
Yeah, true.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of it comes down to communication as well, too. If
right.
I say, we want this whatever to be done, let's say it's a large catering order, you know, can we get this done? No. Okay, what can you explain to me why we can't get this done? Do you have a good answer for that? If you don't have a good answer, if you have an answer for that, then maybe we could work around it, maybe we don't. Now I know where you're coming from.
Right.
If you do, if you just say, well, I just don't think we can, but you don't really have an answer, then that tells me that you just don't have any intention of even trying to get it done. So, you know, if you know what you're talking about in terms of our field, and you say, here's A, B, C, D, E, F reason why this is not a realistic goal, okay, we can work around that. If you're just saying no, that's it, and you don't have any knowledge or information as to why, then that, again, that just tells me that's a mindset thing.
Right, like even getting these pamphlets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think it's important you see that pamphlet to
yeah.
see where the radio show is?
Of course.
And if someone's asking me a question about where's your coverage,
mm-hmm.
do you think maybe that would be a good idea? If you're trying to make a sale in my industry, to have that?
Yeah, information's important.
Yeah.
Information's important. I mean, one of the things, too, I always say to people that when I'm buying a product or something, you know, I ask for a price and they say, I can't give you a price. I say, why are you even trying to sell? That's the most important thing, man.
How about this? I'm not a salesman.
Right. I'm not a salesman when you come to me. I'd say,
right.
Well, you're
I almost said a curse word. Because I'm a salesman.
Right. We all are in some way or another. Everything's a sale.
I tell you what, man. How long have I been doing this radio show with me and you?
A while.
I have never had. I'm going to say this. This might be one of my greatest.
Nice.
Knowledgeable, kind interviews. And have I ever said that?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you the name of the restaurant guy you talked to?
Yeah.
Billy Bricks.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was that?
It was like 6 months ago. I know you got Alzheimer's.
But no, what I'm saying to you is... Yes. Anyhow, but just take what I'm saying to you.
I greatly appreciate it.
I respect your viewpoint. And I have a lot of admiration from you. And if you go, Billy Bricks, that was like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I felt the same way about him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was a college-educated guy, right?
Yep.
He graduated with a master's degree. And he was clean-cut. He had a good appearance to him.
Nice.
And you could just tell he was well-groomed, right? He was very well-dressed. And I was very impressed with him as he was like 25 years old.
No, he was older than that. He was like 35.
Is he 35?
He's actually older than that.
Is he?
Yeah. We're like 2 years off and I'm 43.
Well, he looks younger, though, than you, because you didn't age well.
Well, okay. Oh, right back at me, I see. You know, I deserve that.
I know. So that's when you sit right around. You know what I mean? Damn, he's definitely had... you look like you've been partying too much. You know, get some rest and take some vitamins. Anyhow, back to see how we disagree with me both times.
It's not. It's a good dynamic.
It is a good dynamic. People love that.
Yeah. I'm gonna scoot this over because we can't see it on the camera. This
is there any way you can open it up a little bit too, so they can appreciate?
Yeah. Do you want half of that?
Yeah, really.
Actually, I mean, you can also.
Would you like to eat a Philly cheesesteak on the air?
Do I have to eat on the air?
Yes.
Can I eat off the air?
Oh no, on the air. This is Philly Joe's.
You can also find us today on Facebook Live at BCC Coupon Books LLC.
Listen, I love their food.
And do you see what you just did there?
Yeah.
She got into solution.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't, like, seriously, come here a second.
I've got to look and see what
I know, that's at. Okay. Just so you know, right? It's solution. There is a problem. Here's not why I can't do it. Do you see that?
Yeah.
We're now live on Facebook. On my Facebook account.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why. Don't tell me why you can't do it. Do it.
Right.
And then also, too, is we can put on there now on our information packet. Do you know you can post? I just found this out. I've been doing this show for 26 years.
How'd you find about Facebook Live?
You. That's what I'm saying. You were asking me today, and I don't know how to answer. I'm not in charge of that department.
We've done Facebook Lives. I just don't do them every week.
But you should, though. That's the point.
Well, that's because I can share the YouTube link. Same thing.
Whatever. You're right.
I'll tell you this place, though. Okay, so I just know I love to work out, and if I want to cheat, I want something good. And most Philly cheesesteaks place are salty, and they're just really, you come in, the restaurant's so clean, you could practically eat off the floor.
Thank
you. Everything's fresh. You know, you're not getting a stale bun. They're in-house cheese sauce. Their roast beef dip's really good. And we've tried several things in the menu, never had a problem. Staff's always courteous. Literally, I enjoy it. My gym's right down the road, so it's very hard for me to keep going to my house and not going there. But we order it all the time, so you guys do a really good job.
Thank you. The cleanliness and the good service are actually my two favorite compliments that I get. Because there are a lot of people in this business who can make some decent food and can cook, but you got to go the extra mile to give the good service and maintain cleanliness. That's really... who's at the top of their game, and you can tell who cares. You know, you can go into their walk-in and their bathroom, and that'll tell you everything about food service business right there. If their bathroom's clean, because I mean, obviously people are going to keep what the customer sees clean and try to keep on that. But what do they not see? Is that clean too? If that's clean, then you know that they're legit.
No, we've been, never had any issues, and I'm really bad, so like there's certain restaurants, if I can sit at their bar where they have an open kitchen, so I can see what's going on back there. My wife's like, we don't want a table. Like, no, I want to sit right over there.
Mm-hmm. I do the exact same thing.
How long have you been open now?
Year and a half. We opened up March 14th, 2020, and 2 weeks later had to shut down our dining room.
Oh, yeah, COVID.
Due to COVID, yep. Now, luckily, we have a takeout window.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't plan on doing delivery right away, but we instituted that as soon as we could. And that helped us get through it. I mean, it's one thing having an established business and, you know, getting through that when you have loyal customers, but trying to build a loyal customer base when people aren't really leaving their homes. A lot of people not being at their office and whatnot. That was a challenge. That we really had to rethink and regroup how we were going to go forward. And we had to make some tough decisions. I mean, we really had to... For a time, we limited our hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were open 7 days a week for the first 3 weeks. But then, again, but the rules were changing every week. So we didn't know how many employees we could have in the building. So we cut down staff to a limited number. And basically, I just built, thankfully to them and my staff, you know, we would work 6 days and work from open to close and make it work. And basically, we kind of just went into survival mode. So we... slash back on the menu a bit, and now we're back to getting back all the services and things that I wanted to have when we first opened, but now we're almost back there.
Fantastic. Where are you guys located?
405 South Missouri Avenue, right near downtown Clearwater. We're right near the corner of Court Street and Missouri Avenue, right on your way to Clearwater Beach. We're right there.
My favorite place.
We're going to give away a $50 gift certificate.
Okay.
Okay.
Ty. It's Ty Nana, and she's a really. It's not your. I know because I didn't get your permission.
That's
right. Right, and that's another thing too. Is I like to want give everybody their options.
Yeah, of course.
Right. And I should have maybe asked you that ahead of time, so I don't want to put you on the spot. But maybe some next week, right, we can give away a $50 gift set or $25.
I'd be happy to do that.
$25.
Why don't we do $225 so two people can get it?
Right.
Why don't we do that?
All right, so we're going to give a $25 gift certificate to the caller for the Philly Joes and have someone call in on that. That would be great. But also, Ty Nana, what I like to do is do a little thing here with us. Oh, where's the guy for the antique guy?
Adam. Red Rooster. Yeah, where is Red Rooster?
He comes every week. We do a little antique show.
Oh, nice.
Right? And he comes in with stuff from the 1600s. And what we do is we give away $50. And he comes in with some stuff from like 1200, you know, AD. Mm-hmm. And like he shows you it. And you'd be crazy some of the things people made and what they actually used it for. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting thing. And I'm concerned he's not here. He's been here every week for a year. So we should have picked up on that because this segment don't come on to 3:45. Shows you how selfish I am.
Where are you thinking of Adam?
At least I'm thinking of him. Well, we should give Adam.
Sure Adam, okay. Where are you?
Where are you, Adam?
He might be sick or might, you know, something. We don't make sure. There was a bad accident down the road on Drew, so.
Oh, okay. That's where he comes from, too, yeah. Actually. So anyhow, let's give away a $25 gift certificate. The phone number for the radio station is 727-441-3000. Win a $25. We're going to give away two. We'll give away one this week and one next week.
Sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Right. That's nice of you. See? You don't got to call someone to get a decision on that? Like talk it over with someone?
No, sir.
Okay.
My decision maker's in the other room, so we don't know that.
Right. So anyhow, we'll do that. And then we're also going to do a little thing, a test here for you guys. You guys want to win a $50 gift certificate to Ty Nana?
Sure.
It's a Thai place. You know, I did the thing with my daughter. I said to her, we took her to a Chinese restaurant. We wanted to see which one was better.
Mm-hmm.
Or Thai food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is like our inside joke. You have an inside joke with your family members, right?
Of course.
So then I said to her, which one won? And she said, it's a tie, Dad. Right? And then I said, oh, so the tie won. She said, no, Daddy. Now, keep in mind, she's like 9 years old. She's like, no, and she thinks I'm serious. Oh, here we go. So anyhow, that's the deal.
So what's the question?
The question is, who do we have on? We have a call in for the. Hello?
You know, if this sits here, I'm going to
Mark.
Yeah,
get
I'm
in
just
there.
Huh?
You got Mark on the line.
Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Okay. So you're calling in. Which one are you calling in? Oh, you want to go in on both? Might as well. You can win both.
Well, I didn't know I had to win anything. I just thought I had to call and be the right caller, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Should we just give him the thing? Because he thought he had to be the right caller. I guess I didn't say nothing.
I'm going to try that steak and cheese place. I heard all good things about it.
Give it to him.
No. Because it's going to be between me and you. And if you get it wrong, I get it. Is that okay with you?
But I don't get to play.
You ready? Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Oh, we got two callers on there?
Hey.
Who else is on there?
Question.
Boy Scout Gary.
Okay.
Listen, I just answered your question. Why aren't you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Why are you talking to me like that?
Because I just got the answer right and you didn't say a word.
Well, we should have like an audience saying, yeah. This is like such a well-organized show. You got to admit it. So anyhow, so you won the $25 to where?
Philly Joe's Steaks and Hoagies.
Cheese. What's the name of it?
Philly Joe's, good sir.
Yeah, what town are you in? Like, where are you? Are you in Dade City, Tampa?
Me?
Pinellas County. Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Largo, Florida.
Wow. Oh, good. So then you could be a local customer there at Philly Joe's.
Absolutely. I see it when I go to Papa John's. Not to give them a plug, but they're not open real late at night when I go to Papa's, so I've been meaning to get over there.
Well, now you are. You just won a $25 gift certificate to Philly Joe's.
Excellent. Do you guys deliver personally?
Yes.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, too, just so you know. Would you like to be in on a $50 prize to Ty Nanik take on the group here? It's going to be the caller versus the and we can all collaborate. So it's us against you. All right? The bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there. Why was the bombs bursting in air proved the flag was still there? And Gary, you're in on this too.
Okay.
Because if you could see the...
What?
The British were bombarding the fort.
Okay, so why... So, no, that's not the answer. Do you know what the answer is?
No.
Do you?
If you could see the flag through the night, it just means we still survived.
No.
Okay.
You know, young man?
Yes.
Anyhow.
He wasn't sure if the Americans were still able to come.
No.
How about Mark?
All right. Well,
Mark, what's the answer?
Listen to all the answers. So I have to assume that you raise a flag when you control the area. So usually if someone's invading, they would put their flag up. So if the flag was still there, that meant they were still in control.
That's right.
Nice.
Nice.
Well done.
Because like once, oh, we got an audience. Because what happens, like, when a pirate ship takes over another pirate ship, or takes over a ship, what's the first thing they do? They pull down their flag and put their pirate ship on it. So, wow, you're the big winner all the way around.
Unbelievable.
That's Ty Nana. They're in Palm Harbor. And I have a thing here. They have an early bird special. They are great. They're just north of Tampa Road on the right. Well, it depends on the, I guess it would be the east side. And it's a fantastic restaurant. Later on in the show, I'd like to do a commercial for them, too. Actually, could you do the commercial for them if I give you a piece of paper?
Do me do the commercial?
Yes.
I can read, yeah.
Okay, I can read. All right.
Well,
so then,
I must say, I really enjoy your radio show, Mr. Claus. I listen. I have a program in my car. I appreciate the music that TikTok plays. That's typically why I listen. But then you come on, and I've caught you more than once, and this is a great show.
Well, I thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate that. You know, I actually have a... You're not going to believe this. But I have a guy that runs my fan club.
Mm-hmm.
And I have over 100 people on it. That's it. You know what I mean? But I do have a fan club.
Make it 101.
Yeah, and he calls me all the time. And, you know, I'm just so lucky. And then he gets no money, mm-hmm. right? But he just does it because he's a fan. Like, I almost blush. You almost see me blushing.
I can see it.
Yeah.
A fan club?
I have a fan club. Unbelievable. You don't even believe it, right? You want to join?
Well, what are the perks? What do I get?
You get a signed picture of me with no shirt on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
No wonder why. It's gone down in the
last... Fit on my dartboard?
Yeah, since I've been doing it that way, it's gone down. Did you hear about the guy that he was driving down the road, right? And the sheriff tried to pull him over. And here's what happened. He wouldn't pull over. And then he's driving, and then the guy goes, "You better pull over." And then he pulls over, and he goes, "You know, I'm getting off in 15 minutes. If you could give me a reason why you didn't pull over right away, I won't give you a ticket. Give me something I've never heard before." And do you know what the guy said to him?
Mm-mm.
"My wife left me 5 years ago for a sheriff, and I thought you were bringing her back to me."
Oh,
jeez. On that note... Moving on.
No.
We have another caller, Mike, on the line.
We have Mike on the line, too. Okay. Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Oh, good night, Brian.
How are you?
I'm a fan of yours, too.
Wow, got some fans. Are you on the fan club?
No, but I'd like to be. But, hey, listen, what I want to say, I like that saying that you say on the radio about the one by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, say that, because this will go with Joe's character, how I feel about him. Say what that thing, the line is on that, see if you know it.
It's, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy.
Thank you.
Everybody. Right? What do you think of that?
I've heard that. I like that a lot.
Right. It's so the opposite of woke. You don't judge a man by the skin of his color. You judge him by his character.
Right.
Right? Dr. Martin Luther King with this Black Lives Matter stuff and the stuff that they're putting out there would be so upset because it's the opposite of his philosophy. His philosophy was, you know, e plurimus unum, and which is on every coin, one in many, that we should unite. Because when we're united, even here, like as you say, you do an ad with me or if you don't do an ad with me. But the thing is that if we unite together right here as a network, like we go to networking groups, we have a better chance of standing, our common welfare comes first, right? And that we stand united, right? That's important. If you take one twig, you can break it. But if you put 50 twigs together, you can't break it.
Right.
Right? So that's the deal. So this whole thing now is, you know, us versus you, black versus, I'm not even saying just black versus white, white versus black. You know, all this stuff is just not uniting us.
No,
it's all like based on the, I'm going to do an interview with you based on the color of your skin. That's what the mayor in Chicago said.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's just crazy. Say again the thing slowly, the Martha Luther King quote, please. Is Mike still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So what is the quote from Martin Luther King?
It's Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Jr., okay.
Yes. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy.
What's the one where you don't judge a man by the color of his skin? Is that, wasn't that in there, too?
John F.
That was his I Have a Dream speech.
I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah. At the Million Man March, I believe.
Does anybody know that quote?
Don't quote me on that.
The content of his character, not the color of his skin.
Right. Yeah, the content. I think you left something out of there. Like, yeah, it's not the
Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Because that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Is you don't judge anybody by the color of their skin, by what's in their heart.
Yeah.
It's called the language of the heart, right? Because there are good people out there, there are bad people out there. Notice I didn't say skin color, right? So if you want to just, you want to divide a country, do everything by skin color.
I think he said he wants to live in a world where his children are judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
I think that's it. That's it.
Yeah. See that? So anyhow, do you want to give Mike $25?
You earned it, Mike.
You earned it, Mike. Whoa, this guy makes decisions. I love it. Big decisions here. Big decisions making going on here. $25. So, Mike, you just won a $25 gift certificate to Philly Joe's.
Oh, yummy.
Nice.
Yummy, that's a good answer.
It is. Where are you from, Mike?
Yummy, no. Oh, no. Their food is delicious. My sister Jennifer took me there.
Oh, cool.
Already.
Nice. Yeah. I was probably there when you were there.
I would like to add something, though.
Sure.
On the Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
See, people are not born with hate and vengeance and whatever in their heart or racism. It's what they call learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We're not born with hate. It's learned by the, you know, through the environment and how you're raised.
Very
right.
True.
So
right.
So you know, and I just wanted to add with that, but thank you very much, and I will use that.
Whatever. Good. And then bring the rest of your family too. I'm sure you didn't just go there with Jennifer.
No.
Right? Because I
went there with mom and Jennifer.
Right. Okay. Well, good. That's good. Yeah. So $25 should cover that.
So I got something interesting here.
What?
You know, just, you know, back on topic here. You have two guests here. I got Dominion Payroll and an awesome insurance agent.
No,
here.
They're my fans.
Oh, they're fans?
You guys are fans, right?
Really?
We're both.
Okay, fan?
We could be both.
Part of the fan club.
Yes. Fan club. Do you want to join the fan club?
I'm a fan now, definitely, for sure.
Yeah. Are you really?
Don't just get suckered in.
Forget about Philly Joe's. He brought the sandwiches.
Right.
You guys, what'd you bring?
I brought an opportunity to switch payroll.
Brought opportunity.
Exactly.
Do you know what the Chinese... I know you get me on track. You know what the Chinese say? It's not an alarm clock. It's an opportunity clock.
Mm-hmm.
heard.
Yeah, but see, these are this is right up my alley.
All right, so I'm gonna have you do a commercial. In the meantime, you want to sit here? I'm gonna let you guys.
Here,
you guys interview. He's gonna interview you.
He's gonna interview me.
That's right.
All
right. On the cuff.
All right.
And then you sit here too.
Okay.
And then you guys interview each other.
All right.
And then you help out. Gotcha. And anyhow, don't have a, you want to play a song in honor of? Is there a Philly song like that's famous for Philly with Philly?
Yeah, Rocky.
Yeah, yeah, can you play the Rocky song?
Rocky.
Rocky. We'll get that going, and this is honor of Philly Joe's. And then you're gonna do a commercial for Thai Nana.
Is that how you say it?
Thai Nana. Thai. It's like a Thai, Daddy. No, which one's better, the Chinese or the Thai? Daddy, I'm telling you, I like them both. It's a Thai. Okay, so Thai won? And it was just our little inside joke. There you go. Good. Tell them what you do.
Welcome to Tan Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you, my friend? Introduce yourself, tell us what you do.
And also, Gary's on the line, too. I'd like to interview him after this.
All right, yeah.
And then this gentleman here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Gary, and I am on the line.
All right, Gary.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself, Gary.
Real simple. I work for Colonial Life.
Okay.
And I'm an outside salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 6 months.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm here is Brian had left his card at one of my potential leads.
Mm-hmm.
And all it had was the name Brian Cash. And I think the word, it was just Brian Cash and his phone number on this wall with all these business cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I uncover rocks all day long.
Right.
That's what I have to do.
Yes.
So I said, you know what? Instead of calling 2,000 phone people on the phone, 2,000, I picked up the phone and called Brian. And he told me a little bit about the studio and what he does. And I said, all right, it's worth let me check it out. So,
do you cold call very often for your business?
30 to 40 a day,
mm-hmm.
cold calling, and then 10 to 20 drop in person.
Okay. What's that, and how do you find your success rate with that?
Well, Anthony can deflect mm-hmm. to this.
mm-hmm.
You probably have to, for a new agent, you probably are looking at every 100 calls, you might get three good prospects.
That's what I was thinking.
So industry average, and it doesn't matter what, whether it's, you know, your insurance or anything like that, it's gonna be the, you know, the 220-10. You know, you're going to get 200 people, you're going to make 200 dials, 20 people are going to answer the phone, 10 people are, you know, going to say, okay, blah, 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 and then you might get one customer for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that average industry average turnaround time, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, large group, small group, it takes 7 contacts usually, you know, how you doing, what we're doing, getting the information, getting the quote out to them, things like that, before, mm-hmm. you know, you get the sale. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's effective. It really is. I tell all my team and agents to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of business walk and talks. I love walking into a business. I walk into yours. Yeah. I walk into any business. Ask who the manager is. I use a very simple one. You know, my name's Anthony. I'm your local health insurance agent. Just want to find out about what you do and if I can maybe help you out, answer some questions, get a business card. Great. You know, I don't even ask them who they're with. I don't care at that time.
Right.
I just want a connection, follow up with an email. Mm. The funny part for me is I built my business mainly in other states, and my wife and I didn't have a presence in Florida. So,
right.
What got you into Colonial Life?
Well. You know, this show is only an hour long, so I don't want to put anybody to sleep,
right.
Even on the radio. But I've worn a couple of hats in my lifetime. I actually walked a mile in your shoes, and
okay.
My hat's off to you with running
Thank
your
you.
Own business.
Appreciate it.
I had a bagel deli. I had 3 of them in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And it basically took like half my life.
Oh yeah.
I mean, only 5 years, and I aged 10.
I believe it.
And, you know, I'm only like 30, so, but it's a lot of work. And when you said...
3 locations.
Yeah, well, no, they're not all at the same time.
Okay.
But when you said, you know, I pay attention to the things that people don't look at,
mm-hmm.
like the bathrooms
right.
and underneath the seats and mm-hmm. all that stuff, that is that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Because people are people are very critical of everything, and if you pay attention to the detail, especially with that.
Yeah.
And also, I have to chime in another thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have to chime in also. What you also said is that you pick the right staff that mm-hmm. that follows what you believe in.
Yeah.
That's 100% because they have to buy in to everything you do. They have to buy in.
I don't put up like help wanted signs bringing in random people. I ask for referrals from people. You know, I actively recruit people. You know, whether they're part time, full time, and honestly, I mean, I have a good staff to this point where, if you have the right attitude and basically the right personal credentials, then we'll work with you. We'll train you up. Yeah. You know, essentially, I'd rather have someone that doesn't even know how to use a knife, but I know will show up. I know wants to learn. I know wants to be part of a team.
Right.
And that's another thing too, is when I interview people, I don't even ask them really, what have you done before? Have you done that? I ask more personal questions. What are you like as a person? Yeah. That's really what I do more of, because I can teach you all the other stuff. That I'm willing to put the work in to teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather take someone with half the talent, but has the right attitude and is dependable, than someone with all the talent in the world and be a pain.
You know, the more you're grateful for what you have,
yes,
the more you get to be grateful for. Right. And then when you have a grateful attitude, right, mm-hmm. you have a good attitude.
Yeah.
Right. Real quick, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
We got Ron, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm Gary from the Boy Scouts. Please stay on the line.
I'm right here.
All right. Ron, tell us what you got going on there. You know, if you came here, you know, to the station.
Yeah.
Billy Joe's Steakhouse, baby.
Yeah, I hear you.
Unbelievable steak subs. Yeah, you can look online. You can look on YouTube and see how great they are.
Right.
But like, tell us what you got going shopping online, because that's what you do. People can shop online, especially what's going on all out there. They can shop online and get stuff delivered to their house. What do you got going on there, my friend?
Okay. Well, update with the biz here. We got a whole turn of direction there. We're looking into going in major growth and processing. So that's on our list to get started here, hopefully before the end of the year. And still, everything's pretty much the same. You know, we got that great broad spectrum, full spectrum, and Delta A products to offer. And that's all available at Canaberras.com.
And how would they get in touch with you to if they wanted to give you a call?
Phone number is 813-724-7406. And they can also reach us or see us at the website at www.canaberras.com.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
We've been busy.
That's a good thing. Rather be busy than bored any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week. I agree with that one.
Loved it. And how long you guys been in business?
Over a year.
Awesome. Love to see new growing businesses.
Just over a year. Yep.
Fantastic. And one more time, what's that website?
www.canaberras.com.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hey, y'all take care. I got to run.
Have a good one. So, Gary.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, what's your specialty when you focus on client-wise?
Great question. Well, you know, with sales, the key is in sales is you really have to create a demand. And what I look for, my key, my success has been is looking for the businesses or seeking out businesses that aren't in the mainstream, that people aren't attacking every day.
Mm-hmm.
I look for the 4 and 5 and 6 body employees that that are, you know, that are maybe just started out or you know, that are off a beaten path that nobody sees, that aren't even in any directory. So I guess I use the term uncover a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because you know, if you're going to call on big companies, you know, first of all, you're not going to get to the decision maker, and they're going to run you around, and they're going to send you to different phone, they're going to switch you to different people, and you're going to spend your whole day trying to reach out to somebody who you'll never see, you'll never get in touch with. So, I keep it simple. I go after the small guys, and I make sure that I if I'm not calling them on the phone, I'm bringing them something of value every time I stop in.
Yeah.
I'll bring them a gift certificate, or I'll bring them an update on the policy that we have, or sometimes I just bring in donuts just to stop in and say, hey, I was in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. have some, you know, I bring them donuts or something. But you know, the thing is just you have to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack.
Yeah. And how can we get in touch with you?
I'll leave my phone number. And
what is your phone number?
My phone number is 954-793-1127. It's Colonial Life.
Fantastic.
Wow, Colonial Life.
Mm-hmm.
Does insurance. That's what you do.
Shockingly.
Expertise. So you guys could have had a really good conversation. You ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
Me and this guy can have a really good conversation, too, because I work with both those guys on a daily basis.
Wow. So anyhow, this is the deal. So you're going to interview him,
sure.
Joe, and then do the commercial for Tynana now, if you can.
Right now?
Yes. And this is a wonderful lady, and I just got to say something.
You can say stuff like atmosphere-wise,
mm-hmm.
but just think if you walked into her restaurant, you know, you were just talking about the little things. I like the way mm-hmm. you said that, right? Like on how someone keeps something clean. The music they play in there, the atmosphere. If you walked in there, you wouldn't have to ask what type of restaurant this is.
Where are they located? By Landsbrook?
What's their address?
1459 Alt 19 North in Palm Harbor.
Perfect.
Call ahead 727-787-0189. Thai Nana, authentic Thai cuisine.
Right, but the atmosphere too. Do you know the certain places like you just mm-hmm. know? Like, hey, yeah. they have the waterfalls mm-hmm. and the
soothing music. Sounds.
Soothing sounds. They yeah. have incense.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a restaurant, they'll light up incense. And then the people, they dress in the gear.
Oh, okay.
They dress in that, like, Chinese, oh, no, Thai, is it Thai?
Thai, yeah.
Thai wouldn't be Chinese, but, right. but they dress in the gear like a geisha woman. Is that what it's called?
No.
What's it called?
Thai wouldn't be geisha.
What would it be?
I don't know what Thai is, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Thai is, we're mixing, like, nine different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shows you that's why I'm on this show. I tell you what, I'm not the smart. But he said it. Like, Joe said something. If you're not smart, like, he doesn't mind that, but don't try to be smart if you're not smart. Right, just don't say okay to something you can't do.
Right.
Be real.
Be yeah. real. And the right. real thing is I'm really not that intelligent. But the thing is also is I know that they dress in Thai gear. What would that be called? Anybody know?
No, I don't.
Authentic gear. Yeah. Authentic cultural gear, I guess.
Yeah. Right, right. So when you walk in there, the atmosphere itself is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just if you guys... so
I like the smell aspect. And the smell is big for me.
Right. Anyhow, go ahead and interview my friend here, because you know about the payroll stuff, so...
I do know a little bit about it. All right. Preston, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing really well. How about you?
Doing great. Great to have you here. So introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us why you're here today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys giving me a few minutes here. My name is Preston Bailey, DominionPayroll.com. Mm-hmm. Feel free to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We take a lot of business from ADP and Paychex.
Yeah.
What separates us on the payroll side, it can be very boring and very arduous.
It is.
and I'm sure you probably deal with that with your employees. I don't know how many employees you have.
14.
Okay, so you'd be right in the range of companies that we work with, you know, anywhere from 5 or 10 up to 500, 1,000. And what separates us is really our customer service.
Okay.
So a lot of the big guys, you know, if it's a smaller average-sized restaurant, 15, 20, 30 people, they're not going to come by. They're not going to want to talk to you. They want to do kind of a cookie cutter system, and mm-hmm. we can really customize a solution, you know, for guys like you and other companies. We work really well actually with bars and restaurants, just
okay.
because, you know, it could be a little challenging. So, yeah.
What bars and restaurants do you work with currently?
We work with tons. We work a lot in Tampa as well.
Okay.
So, Maggiano's, Maggiano's in downtown South Tampa. Remedy is there's some of the few that we do. I do a lot of networking events as well. So I try to choose a different. We had one at Armature Works.
Oh, nice.
2 weeks ago. So I don't know if you've been down there in Tampa, but that's really crazy.
I haven't.
It's really crazy.
I've been told I need to.
It's really crazy. So it'd be good to go. I haven't been to Philly Joe's. But I'm going to check that out next week for sure.
Yeah,
so
come on in.
I look forward to coming by and tell a little bit more about that for sure.
Nice, nice, nice. So when you say in terms of the customer service, you're separating yourself. I mean, when define that for us a little bit in terms of it.
Yeah, so that's a great question here. And now, is this being filmed too? I don't know if anybody can see this too here, but which camera we're going on here.
Right there. Oh, perfect. I see it right above there.
There
okay.
we go. There we go. So basically, it all starts with the electronic onboarding. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you hired somebody, say, on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they can be ready to go, get all the paperwork in 10 or 15 minutes at 8 a.m. or noon whenever you open on Monday or Tuesday, be ready to rock and roll. So that would be a perfect kind of example.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you're a small business, Dominion Payroll is a more caring company, let's say, than some of the big boys out there.
Correct, The big guys are just kind of, my opinion, they just kind of want to do a cookie cutter. This is what we do for 500 employees. Everybody basically works 8 to 5 within the same reasonable percentage rate, and there's not a lot of hard work. Kind of like with a restaurant, more with the bars, is somebody might open it at, say, 8 or 9 in the morning, switch over to a server in some cases at noon, and then switch back to a manager 4, 5, 6 o'clock, something like that. So, also in Seminole Heights, you know, Rooster and the Till with Ty, we work a lot with them as well, and he's got a lot of restaurants growing, so we're going to be meeting with him in 2 weeks. We're just very cautious with everything going on with COVID. The restaurants are, you know.
Actually, Paychex, for our business, we deal with them a lot, and they're a cookie cutter. They want it streamlined, and you're going to fit. They're going to try to put a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And our office is actually on Howard. If you guys are familiar, I know we're in Clearwater now. Mm-hmm. So because of the trade show last week, which was great, that's why I got in touch with you guys. But basically, Shula Burgers is great. Mm-hmm. He's right over there on Howard. He's got a great burger shop. I went there a couple months ago. I was like, Z runs it. Zajunas is a great guy. I was like, Z, I love your burgers. Who are you guys using? He's like, we use Paychex. And he had some issues with them. He switched over to us, and the rest is history. But, yeah, we're right there on Howard, right? Gotcha. You know, McDenton, Soho, everything. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're right there, right next to Fresh Kitchen. So it's like an old church.
And how can we get in touch with you?
That's a great question. So you can find me on LinkedIn. Preston Bailey is the easiest way. I'm always doing networking events, or you can call me or text me, 813-892-7914, or email me, pbailey@dominionpayroll.com. Those are the best ways. So I'm very easy to find. So, and I'm doing an event, again, next Wednesday at Social in South Tampa. It's right off Bayshore and Intervay. So we're working on hopefully getting them on board as well with our payroll. So we try to pick a new restaurant or bar every month to do networking events too. So as well, because I really like that big in the community. I'm an ambassador with the Tampa Bay Chamber. And I work a lot with the Ybor City Chamber as well. So those are a few of the events that I do.
We do a ton of events.
Okay. Perfect. I'd love to hear about that. And yeah, we work, like you said, with health insurance. I'm glad you brought that up. We work really well with health insurance brokers. I'm looking at getting a few more kind of in my circle of influence. So.
I'm actually the one of 13 people in the entire state that can write all forms of group. I can write fully funded, level funded, full ERISA, partial ERISA, list bill. And you guys don't have to do anything but write one check.
I love that. I love that.
Guaranteed issue, literally underwritten. And I contract with everybody. Well, when it's the group, in group, you got the five big boys.
Sure.
You know, you're Aetna, you're Cigna, you're Allstate. You know, I contract with Anthem. We contract with them all. United Healthcare is the biggest by far.
Sure.
But we contract them all. We actually, when we do the quote, we can put it on your stuff.
Okay.
If you want to do it that way.
I'd love that. Yeah.
We that way, and that's, we'll put every carrier right then and there. Instead of them having 200 pages, we'll just take half of that out and only put the important stuff in.
Absolutely. Like you can see at the bottom of the page, you know, Pilot Bank, they're a partner of ours with banking. So we're looking for more insurance brokers like yourself. It's funny because a couple weeks ago, you guys were talking about cold calls. I was like, I really wanted to jump in. But I was like, what he was saying with cold calls, it's true. It's challenging. I meet different people. And that's one of the reasons I do the networking and for the outreach is, like, as fun as it is to cold call 50, 60 people a day and knock on 30 doors a day, you know, and I've done that. We've all done that. I like to do the networking, meeting people more face to face. events like this, you know, out at different places, to me is a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah,
as well.
We do, and our agents do. Several two networking groups, and then you got at least a chamber, and then honestly, if you just go to, you know, what's it, Tampa Bay, Meetup Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Meetup Tampa Bay.
There's enough stuff out there. You'll be busy all week long. I mean, if you're ever, you're thinking, you know, that's when someone says, I get an agent and go, I don't know, I can't find anything to do. I'm like, seriously?
Right.
There's always stuff to do.
Exactly. Go there, hand out business cards, don't get drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a key
thing.
Keep
it professional. You're going to bars and restaurants, but keep it,
You really got to tell people that. You know, you're like, well, I don't know what happened. I'm like, well, when you had seven martinis.
Right. Seven martinis and margaritas in,
So I do have a secret, which I do like to do, and my wife and I love doing events, but we just do the bigger ones now. I love, instead of handing them my business card, getting theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, you know, yes, okay, some of them are, you know, exchanging the cards. I really prefer making it about them. You know, tell me about you. Tell me what you do. Great. Can I give you a call? Find out what you do Monday. Yeah. And literally, that's my big prospecting thing. Insurance is insurance.
Right.
Right.
But you want to break someone's wall down.
Sure.
Tell me about what you do.
Absolutely.
What gets you excited? How did you build your business?
Right. That and just, I mean, handing out a business card in the digital age, you're probably going to misplace this. You're probably going to lose it, most likely. So, maybe someone might say, oh, you know what? Maybe go find that business card. But no one has Rolodexes anymore that they're looking through. You know,
sure.
I mean, if I actually do need to save it, you know, I'll take a picture of it
and
then use it. But really, I mean, I get sold to pretty much all day. Someone's coming in selling me something.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, if I'm really interested, I'll give it from my point of view, from someone who's being sold to, who can solve my issues? You know, that's a really good opening question. You can leave it open-ended. How can I help you?
Sure.
What problems do you have?
Exactly.
And how can I help? I think I can help. So, and then that kind of like puts it on, you know, in my head, like, okay, I'm paying too much for this. Can you help me with that? Sure, that's an issue, but I'll tell you what, well, let's sit down and let's look. Now you're kind of breaking down that wall, as you were saying, because that to me kind of is sales. That's who I'm going to listen to.
Who
can help solve my issues that I'm having problems with? That's what I can, because if you're just saying, oh, we have a great service, we have this, everyone says that.
Sure.
What about answering the phone?
Right.
When you have a need, how big and important is that to
you? Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're the person selling too, you know, if I'm the customer, I'll answer when I can. Yeah. You know, if I'm making a ton of food at the time. But it's someone that comes in knows, like, hey, what are you unhappy with? What are you unhappy with your anything?
Right.
Is there anything that, or if you're not unhappy, is there anything you wish they could do?
Of course. It's not always roses and rainbows.
No,
I'm glad
at all.
You guys brought that up really quickly. My friend Ricky's has a company called Pulse, and he's actually trying to get rid of the business cards. It's got an app.
Mm-hmm. There's an app, a digital business card.
It's a digital business card.
I've thought about
that. So he does that. Now it's iPhone only right now. Yeah. That's why I always have the card, but he's working on the next phase, which is Android. But that's, you are seeing a lot of that going to business card. But I do so many networking. People always ask. They just, it's ingrained. You know, it's going to take some time to get people out of that mindset.
I think it's a great idea.
Give me a card. Mm-hmm. But
real quick, because we got to finish up. Mm-hmm. How do we get in touch with you and tell us a little about you?
Well, you can get in touch with me. You can order directly at our website. We have a really good order website, www.phillyjoesteaks.com. You can order for pickup or delivery, either way. And our phone number is 727-754-9136. Available for pickup, dine-in, or delivery in the Clearwater Largo area.
DominionPayroll.com, Preston Bailey. Look me up on LinkedIn. Send me a call. Text 813-892-7914. We're in South Tampa, but we travel all over Tampa Bay and the state of Florida.
And we have Gary from Colonial Life. Thank you guys for coming on. What a great afternoon.
Thank you guys. It was a pleasure.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.